Our passage this morning can be found in the Gospel of Luke. I'll be reading from the Common English Bible. It's Luke chapter 14, verse 1, and then verses 7 through 14. I was distracted because I remember hearing someone say, when they hear the pages of the Bible turn, they imagine those are wings of angels. And so I heard all of your Bibles turning, and it distracted me for a moment. I am grateful to God. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to share a meal in the home of one of the leaders of the Pharisees, they were watching him closely. When Jesus noticed how the guests sought out the best seats at the table, he told them a parable. When someone invites you to a wedding celebration, don't take your seat in the place of honor. Someone more highly regarded than you could have been invited by your host. The host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give your seat to this other person." Embarrassed, you will take your seat in the least important place. Instead, when you receive an invitation, go and sit in the least important place. When your host approaches you, he will say, "Friend, move up here to a better seat." Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. All who lift themselves up will be brought low, and those who make themselves low will be lifted up. Then Jesus said to the person who had invited him, "When you host a lunch or dinner, don't invite your friends, your brothers and sisters, your relatives or rich neighbors. If you do, they will invite you in return, and that will be your reward. Instead, when you give a banquet, invite the poor, crippled, lame, and blind, and you will be blessed, because they can't repay you. Instead, you will be repaid when the just are resurrected." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Here we are again in this lectionary passage. I did not pick this. It chose me. It chose us. And we are grateful. Mother Teresa once said, "Faith in action is love, and love in action is service." By transforming that faith into living acts of love, we put ourselves in contact with God, with Jesus, our Lord. As we embark upon a soft landing to our series, the lectionary passage does not disappoint. So this morning, I want you to imagine that you are pulling up a chair and taking a seat at the banquet table. This is where you will feast upon how the very nature of hospitality and fellowship are central to our faithful witness as followers of Jesus Christ. Friend, it's time to move up higher. You have the best seat in the house. The Gospel of Luke takes us on a New Testament journey where a table carries a significant meaning and a banquet is a symbol of the reign of God and the kingdom of heaven. In essence, we are bearing witness to a distinct nudging for all who are present. A nudging of how life should and could be here on earth. I don't know about you, but I have been fervently praying. Praying as natural and man-made tragedies are permeating our midst. Praying as our political arena is heating up. praying as we witness suffering at our borders, praying as people are hurt within the church walls, out in our communities, within our families, out in our schools. And this morning, God parachutes us into what seems like a tension situation. The cultural context of the gospel is no different than our context today. Jesus is sitting with the lawyers and the Pharisees. So I apologize to all you lawyers up front. Jesus is watching them, and in turn, they are closely watching Jesus. There is a level of intensity that is occurring in this space. And I'm not sure if this is the way I would want to spend my Sabbath, at a table of men watching each other intently. In this presence, in this space, there is a man who is suffering from some type of swelling in his body. Verses 2 through 6 tells us the story. And Jesus is having a one-sided conversation regarding the healing on the Sabbath. As Jesus heals this man and sends him on his way, this group responds to Jesus and his questions by saying nothing at all. I want us for a moment to think about this man who was suffering. And I want us to consider those who are suffering in our midst. Hospitality, even in the midst of hostility, can be healing. And there is always an opportunity for generosity and fellowship among those who love God and in turn love God's people, even if that love is never returned. Friends, it's time to move up. For the past 2 weeks, our Cokesbury community celebrated the art of Christian hospitality. We were taken on a journey to truly become a welcoming community. For those who were present, stories were shared, we laughed and we ate, recommendations and suggestions were sought, and off we went with our notes and excitement, patting ourselves on the shoulders, proclaiming we're going to welcome the stranger. But friends, this passage urges us to move up higher and go deeper and follow Jesus. Not just welcome the stranger. These twin parables lead us in a space to consider what it means to either be a guest or a host. So often in our lives, we gravitate toward the familiar and the frequent, and they are not to be overlooked because it's easy, it's simple, and it's less complicated. But Jesus at this banquet table in Luke is challenging us to look beyond what's expected by welcoming the infrequent and the unfamiliar. And not only because it makes us feel good, though it does, and not only because we want everyone to experience God at Cokesbury, because we do. It is because we want our faith in action, our love in action, our hope and our service in action, our worship in action, to be pleasing to God and not just ourselves. Friends, it's time to move up higher and go beyond ourselves. See, this text points beyond the immediate situation, beyond this table talk. The twin parables in verses 7 through 14 are constructed in a way that follow a common pattern that is followers of Christ that we cannot ignore. The first section is for guests. The second is for hosts. See, the lawyers and the Pharisees would have recognized the words of Jesus. And from their knowledge of the Old Testament, they would not have been surprised at what they heard coming from his mouth. Proverbs 25 says, "Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of great. For it's better to be told, 'Come up here,' than to be put lower in the presence of noble." See, in his observation, Jesus wanted the lawyers and the Pharisees to go beyond their knowledge and understanding to a place of humility and generosity, thinking of themselves less and others more. See, according to Jesus, this table is where people are supposed to be unfamiliar and different. This table is where the first will be last and the last will be first. This table is where relationships are not used for personal gain and where equity is better than equality. See, on the eve of this Labor Day, this table is where we celebrate the Methodist movement in the labor movement. This table is where justice and social holiness prevail, and we are called to love God and obey his commandments with all of our hearts, our souls, our bodies, and our minds. And most of all, to love our neighbors as ourselves. This is a table where it's just not about being humble. It's about our love for God. A table where Jesus says, "Friend, move up higher." So I want to ask you on this morning, who will you invite this week to this table? Who will you invite next week, next month, next year? But not to be recognized for your humility, but to show and to proclaim that Jesus is love and that the Holy Spirit is on the move. According to this twin narrative, the table is a powerful symbolism of the kingdom of God, where all should be invited and celebrated, where Jesus encourages us to turn to those who are vulnerable, hurting, struggling in every area of our lives and within our community. This means people who are older, those who are parenting alone, the person who is hurting after divorce, the one who is so busy that they have no time for a faith community. You know these people. And if you don't, it's time to move out of the familiar and frequent and into the boldness and joy of the unfamiliar and the infrequent. Reflect upon the last time you met someone new and built a relationship with them. Friend, move up higher. Jesus started with a meal that created space for genuine change for the host and the guests. The invitation to this table is not only for us, but for us to invite others to a table of grace and love that only God can provide. So for some of you tactile people, you may need a strategic plan. So here you go. I believe in the movement of the Holy Spirit. So today, tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after, I want you to pray. I want you to pray and ask God for wisdom and guidance. I want you to pray that God will open your heart to see someone who is in need of an encouraging word. I want you to pray to send a thinking of you card or a thinking of you text or a thinking of you email. I want you to pray. And then I want you to take someone to coffees, take someone to lunch, or take someone to a bench and just sit outside and have a conversation. Friend, move up higher. Or maybe just go into the atrium and buy an extra family ticket for the fish fry and invite them to dinner. See, Jesus could have said no to the invitation to this wealthy Pharisee, but he did not. Jesus started with a meal. He started at a table. He took this space to build relationships and engage in dialogue. There is love and justice and wisdom and grace all in this passage. Friend, God is urging us to move up higher, but not to a place of honor or even higher to where friends call us humbled, but a place higher that lets us move into a space of generosity, a place where being rich toward God is about love and not obligation, a place where our faith empowers us to lay aside every sin and weight, a place where we see with God's eyes and not our own, a place where move up higher means to be a community of actionable, faithful people in Christ, for Christ, and because of Christ, while bringing people to Christ. So, friend, here is a Sheila remix of the gospel. When someone invites you to a celebration, plan to go and sit with someone unfamiliar and infrequent in your life. And when you host a lunch or a dinner, don't just invite your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your rich neighbors, your relatives, people you already know. Instead, include someone new, someone who may need a little bit of extra encouragement and most of all, God's love. And if you find right now you are neither guest nor host, remember this, God has not forgotten about you, and neither have we. Friend, move up higher. Let us go beyond ourselves. Bring people to Christ with wisdom and grace and love. Bring Christ to people with encouraging words, a hug, a thank you, an appreciate you. I see you, something. It's time for us to move up higher, beyond the wisdom and the knowledge, but into that space where we're called to experience God and to bring God to others. The word of God for the people of God, the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Friend, move up higher. So before we pray, we're going to head together to this table of grace. I'm just letting you know that there is a table. I told you the lectionary speaks. Well, we will break bread in unity in Christ with hospitality and love with grace and mercy. But before we go, let us pray together. Just these few words, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Amen.